From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Government planning to roll out another COVID booster this year. Ministry invites people to discuss criminal code bill. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesian government is preparing to provide another booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in late 2022 to bolster community immunity and as part of anticipatory measures against the potential emergence of new coronavirus subvariants. The decisions on the provisions of the additional booster was one of the result of the limited cabinet meeting on the evaluation of public activities restrictions or PPKM, chaired by President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin informed the same day. The Communication and Informatics Ministry has invited the public to participate in the discussions on the Criminal Code Bill, saying people's aspirations are valuable for drafting laws and improving the socio-political dynamics in Indonesia. It is expected the discussions on the Criminal Code Bill to be put to good use so that the inputs can help improve the prepared bill. Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan has said at the Road to Jakarta Muslim Fashion Week or GMFW 2023 event on Tuesday that he is optimistic Indonesia will become a hub of the world's Muslim fashion with the help of its cultural diversity, local wisdom, and human resources. According to Hasan, the market potentials for Muslim and modest fashion is quite large. Thus, Indonesia's role must be even greater, considering that the world's Muslim population is equivalent to 25% of the total global population. Moreover, by 2060, it is predicted to increase to 30%. Let's move on to international news, where Europe is facing its worst drought in at least 500 years, with two-thirds of the continent in a state of alert of warning, reducing inland shipping, electricity productions, and the yields of certain crops, a European Union agency said on Tuesday. The August report of the European Drought Observatory, or EDER, overseen by the European Commission, said 47% of Europe is under warning conditions, with clear deficit of soil moistures, and 17% in a state of alert in which vegetation is affected. Thailand's economy is expected to grow by about 3% this year and about 4% the next, With low chances of aggressive interest rate hikes unless necessary, the central bank governor said on Wednesday. The path has been volatile, but there have been no unusual capital movement, and the central bank will only take actions on any excessive moves in the currency. Governor Setaput Sutiwarnaruput told reporters on the sidelines of a business forum. Extreme heat in China played havoc with crops and power supplies on Wednesday, despite lower temperatures in some regions, with authorities across the Yangtze River basin scrambling to limit the damage from climate change on crops and livestock. The southwestern region of Chongqing has been hit especially hard by weeks of hot, dry weather. On residents Zhang Ronghai told Reuters that both his water and his power had been cut after a four-day mountain fire in the district of Changjin. The United States will announce a new security assistance package for Ukraine of about $3 billion as early as Wednesday, a U.S. official said on Tuesday, in what would be the single largest tranche to Kyiv since Russia's invasion 6 months ago. The package is being prepared to coincide with Ukraine's Independence Day on Wednesday. The package uses funds from the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative USA, appropriated by Congress to allow the Biden administration to procure weapons from industry rather than taking weapons from existing U.S. weapons stocks. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesia's embassy in Nairobi promotes Indonesia's massively in Kenya through TV.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian products are promoted at the Indonesian Independence Day's reception in South Africa. The Indonesian embassy in Pretoria, South Africa, exhibited some product and culture of Indonesia at diplomatic reception in commemoration of the 77th anniversary of Indonesian independence on 22nd August 2022. On that occasion, various products made by Indonesian companies were showcased, including from PT Indofood Sukses Makmur, which display its excellent products, Indomie, Kabe Pharma with wood coal syrup, and PT Pulau Sambu with Kara coconut milk. The reception was held at the Pretoria Country Club and attended by invitees from the central and provincial government officials of South Africa. Diplomatic Circle, Defense Attached Indonesian Honorary Consul, academicians, as well as the South African business people and friends of Indonesia. Indonesian and interim charge Javier in Pretoria, Victor J. Sambuaga, in his remark conveyed that the moment of celebrating the 77th Indonesian Independence Day in the year was grateful to the God grace because of the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic experience by all countries in the world, including Indonesia and South Africa. Besides Indonesian product, the Indonesian embassy in Pretoria at the diplomatic reception of the Indonesian independence also promoted Indonesian traditional culture. One of them was the Klana Topeng dance from Jakarta, performed by traditional dancer Anton Prabowo. Meanwhile, the political functionary of the Indonesian embassy in Pretoria, Fahwan Irhamsyah, hoped that the excitement of the celebration of Indonesia's Independence Day could also be felt by the partners of the Indonesian government, particularly those who are in Pretoria. The celebration is a stimulus for our people to be able to quickly rise and become stronger and give birth to a new spirit in the bid to strengthen relations between Indonesia and other friendly countries. Deputy Minister of Transport for South Africa, Lydia Sindisiwi Chikunga, who attended as the guest of honor at the reception, congratulated the Republic of Indonesia on the 77th Independence Day and hoped that the close relations of both countries could run well and continuously. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on August 24, 1903, about the birth of the national hero, Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra. He is known as a writer, historian, humanist, politician, and legal expert. Muhammad Yamin is also one of the pioneers of the Youth Pledge. He also served as Minister of Education and Culture and Minister of Justice. For his services, Muhammad Yamin was appointed as a national hero. Now we move to the event on August 24, 1962, when Television of the Republic of Indonesia, or TVRI, officially broadcast. Television of the Republic of Indonesia, or TVRI, is the first television station in Indonesia. It officially aired on August 24, 1962. The first broadcast was a trial broadcast, broadcasting the commemoration ceremony of the 17th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia from the State Palace on August 17, 1962. The broadcast was still in black and white. On August 24, 1962, TVRI officially broadcast with a live broadcast of the opening ceremony of the 4th Asian Games from the main stadium of Gelora Bung Karno. Until now, every August 24th, it's celebrated as National Television Day. We end Today in History with an event on August 24, 2006, when the International Astronomical Union decided to change the status of Pluto from planet to dwarf planet. Since its discovery in 1930 by Clyde William Tombaugh, Pluto has been included in the category of planets in the solar system. At a conference held on August 24, 2006 in Czechoslovakia, astronomers who are members of the International Astronomical Union decided that Pluto was not included in the category of planets because of its small orbital size. The size of the planet Pluto is much smaller than the other 8 planets in the solar system. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Ku langkahkan kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda tiang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda
still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kilohertz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo launch Mango, Best Food Estate and Taksi Alsitan in Gresik. Presiden Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana, launched the Mango Best Food Estate in his working visit to Gresik, East Java on Monday. On the occasion, he hoped that the Mango Best Food Estate can produce mango to fulfill not only domestic demand, but also export it to some countries, such as the Middle East, China, Japan, and European countries. Therefore, the Mango Best Food Estate will also be developed in other regions. President Joko Widodo also hopes there will be quality control to ensure that product quality follows the standard of the buyers. On the occasion, he also launched Taksi Alsitan program from the Agriculture Ministry. The program supports agriculture equipment and machinery provisioned independently by the business people in agriculture through the microloan program. The president hopes that through the program, the farmers can purchase various modern agriculture equipment and machinery to ensure the lack of human resources in agriculture. Besides, President Joko Widodo believes the taxi alsitan could surprise food loss in every production up to 6-7%. He also remarked that currently the production food loss in Indonesia is still high, around 12-13%. That's my Indonesia.
Berjalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Untuk menggapai hati, kau saksi
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Twilight enthusiasts and connoisseurs of marine beauty will definitely enjoy spending longer time on the small island of West Sekotong Village in West Lombok. Along the fine white sandy beach, great bare feet, the sky is bright blue, which is hard to find in big cities, clear air accompanied by the sound of calm waves and green hills on one side. Just step a little into the middle of the sea, colorful coral reefs and friendly fish immediately greet and invite us to hang out until we forget the time. Indeed, the stories about the natural beauty of island of Lombok will never end, especially the beaches on its small and beautiful islands. In Sasak language, it is called Gili. Among travelers, the most famous gilis in Lombok are Gili Trawangan, Gili Meno, and Gili Air. But Lombok still has many small islands that are worth visiting. The Gili clusters in Sekotong Barat village is stunning, with an atmosphere that tends to be quiet, providing an opportunity for you to truly enjoy your vacation only accompanied by nature and the people closest to you. Perfect for healing that refreshes the body and mind. West Sekotong village is the main entrance to West Lombok tourism, whose territory is surrounded by the sea on three sides. To get there, it takes about 1 hour and 30 minutes by land transportation from Lombok International Airport, then by motorboat about 15 minutes from Tawun Pier. We can visit the beautiful cluster of small islands in West Sekotong by island hopping, or staying on one of the islands that have accommodation facilities, such as Gili Nanggu. Gili Nanggu is the first island that must be visited. Sun bathing on a stretch of white sand by the beach, accompanied by abundant sunlight, is a must activity for tropical sun lovers while enjoying the tranquility of the coast away from the hustle and bustle. To enjoy the beauty of the underwater world, just dive chest high at points for snorkeling activities not far from the beach. Your eyes will be spoiled by the colorful ornamental fish swimming on the sidelines of the coral reefs in the clear, shallow sea waters. Being satisfied in exploring Gili Nanggu, let's continue island hopping to the surrounding gilis, which are no less enchanting. The distance between gilis here is only about hundreds of meters, so it can be reached in 10 to 15 minutes by motorboat. Accompanied by beautiful blue skies, clear sea separated calmly by the speed of the boat, breezy wind, and rows of mangrove trees on the edge of the island, the strip never feels boring. 10 minutes drive from Gili Sudak, we will arrive at the Gili Kedis, which is often referred to as the Island of Love or Lover Island. As the name implies, Kedis means small in the local language. Gili Kedis is tiny and uninhabited. It only takes 5 minutes to go around the whole island. The name the Island of Love is said to come from the natural beauty that makes tourists feel at home for a long time and fall in love to return to this island.
Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. diri hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pekerjaan saya, which means my job. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Bekerja Di. Saya bekerja di, which means I work at. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, his travel companion who works as a tourist guide in Yogyakarta. Ketut asks for personal information about Dev's workplace. So let's listen to the conversation.
Anda bekerja di mana?
Saya bekerja di sebuah universitas di New Delhi.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Bekerja, bekerja, which means work. Di sebuah universitas, which means at a university. Di New Delhi, which means in New Delhi. Saya bekerja di sebuah universitas di New Delhi. Saya bekerja di sebuah universitas di New Delhi, which means I work at a university in New Delhi. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya bekerja di sebuah universitas di New Delhi. Saya bekerja di sebuah universitas di New Delhi, which means I work at a university in New Delhi. In the sentence, there are 2 expressions, namely, di sebuah universitas, which means at a university, and di New Delhi, which means in New Delhi. Both use the preposition di, which means in, at, or on. It functions to state a place. To tell about your workplace, you can use the expression saya bekerja, which means I work, followed by the preposition di, which means in, on, or at, and a place. For example, New Delhi. To give personal information about workplace, you can use the expression saya, nama profesi, di, which means I am, your job, at, or kantor saya di, which means my office is at. Let's listen to the other examples to telling personal information about workplace. Saya pemandu wisata, which means I am a tourist guide. Saya pemandu wisata di Labuan Bajo, saya pemandu wisata di Labuan Bajo, which means I am a tourist guide in Labuan Bajo. Kantor saya, which means my office. Kantor saya di Jayapura, which means my office in Jayapura. In Indonesia, there are some terms about a place to study in higher educational level. For example, universitas, which means university. Institute, which means institute. Sekolah tinggi, which means college. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda bekerja di mana?
Saya bekerja di sebuah universitas di New Delhi.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Wajahku di saat ku mengingatkanmu, tawamu menjamu membuatku rindu, tak sabar ingin bertemu. Suara lembut menyapa aku, lembutnya selembut hatimu, tulusnya setulus cinta padaku. Ku sadar beruntungnya aku, hidupku tanpamu takkan pernah terisi.
berisi sepenuhnya karena kau separuhku. Berbagi suka duka, saling mengisi dan menyempurnakan karena kau separuhku. Hidupku tanpamu takkan pernah terisi sepenuhnya karena kau separuhku. Berbagi suka duka,
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we're going to present you a traditional song entitled Mande Mande. The lyrics of Mande Mande tell about a couple who wants to be together. The man shows his feelings to his lover. He said that he will marry her no matter what. He asks his lover to live together. Well, listener, here is the song Mande Mande by Alpha Singers. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Percayalah, hanya diriku paling mengerti. dan arti kata kecewamu. Kasih yakinlah, hanya aku yang paling memahami besar arti kejujuran diri. Indah sanubarimu kasih,
listeners. We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today, and we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.